During Tropical Storm Colin, Tallahassee residents fought floods by making sandbags. William Mills says he's saving these sandbags for another rainy day, literally and figuratively.
This will probably be the first year that I will actually save the sandbags, because most of the times you don't save them. You throw them out in your yard, and then the sandbags end up in your shop, and you end up throwing them away. So I'm going to get, the older you get, the smarter you get, hopefully.
That's also the hope that local emergency management directors have. But some of them fear that the lull in hurricane activity in Florida makes residents downplay the threat. A hurricane hasn't made landfall in Florida since 2005, which worries Pamela Brownell, the emergency management director in Franklin County.
People get displaced. They tend to forget what kind of damage a storm can do, and they tend to not get their stuff together because they're thinking, well, it's going to be like last year.
Brownell has just finished navigating through Tropical Storm Colin, where a tourist drowned. The storm also made a big hit on Alligator Point in St. George Island. She says her organization is prepared for the upcoming hurricane season, but says it's important for Franklin County citizens and tourists to have a plan for themselves, too.
If our citizens of Franklin County are prepared, then we're ready. But this office is ready. We're ready to react, respond, and recover. But your best plans are just plans unless your people are ready and they take them seriously. And I'm afraid that after not having a storm for so many years that people are not going to be ready.
This fear of complacency resounds in other emergency management centers further away from the coast. Madison County Emergency Director Alan Wiggum worries residents don't perceive hurricanes as a threat because of the county's geographic location.
A lot of people think because of our location and our terrain that we're exempt of getting any type of effect from a hurricane, and that is wrong.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted there will be 10 to 16 storms this year, and there are millions of new Floridians who have never experienced a major system, says Scott Nelson, the Emergency Management Director for Wakulla County.
If you look at people who are new that have moved to the area, we've got quite a few people that have not seen the impacts directly of some of these larger storms.
Nelson has some word of advice for these new Floridians.
The bottom line is it only takes one. Andrew was an A storm. It hit in August. It really depends on where they hit and how significant they are. So for us, a tropical storm is significant to the residents that it impacts. So we certainly, we watch the chances of having this be a more significant year. But again, if we only have one and it impacts us, it's too many.
Local emergency directors warn residents not to get too comfortable this hurricane season and to have an emergency plan ready in case of a major storm. This includes an independent survival pack that can last at least 72 hours and an evacuation plan in case of a dangerous storm. To stay informed this hurricane season, visit news.wfsu.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.